I think we might have a new theme for this.
This is dynamic. This is so dynamic. Don't forget, your chance to win an Omaha Steaks gift package just for winning WGN Epperty happens between now and noon, so keep it right here. Alexander Zalbin is here. He is the managing editor of Decider.com. We talk to him every Friday about show business, about television. How are you, Alexander? Things good?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
I'm fine, but here's a small problem, and it's not your fault, certainly, but
all right.
a week ago, Deadwood was on HBO, the Deadwood movie, and I loved it so much that now tonight I'm like, well, it's Friday, I can watch Deadwood again, but I'm wrong. It was a one-time thing. Is there any chance that they could bring this back again?
You know, there's always a chance. I mean, this took, what was it, over a decade for them to bring back the cast, get them back all together for Deadwood, the movie. And even if it feels like a definitive ending at the end of the movie, people love the movie. They're very excited about it. It did very well, I'm sure, for HBO. So it may be a while until they manage to get this whole cast back together again. But if they want to, if the story is there, I'm sure they can get it going.
It was so much fun to watch them. You know, you see the characters that you grew to love or hate over the years back in the same town in Deadwood. Now, the sad backstory, I'm sure you're aware of this, the guy who created it, is his name John Halsey? Is that his name?
David Milch.
David Milch is the guy. I'm sorry. I was reading up on him. He announced that he's suffering from either Alzheimer's or some form of dementia, right? That's horrible.
Yeah, it is awful. I mean, he's created and worked on so many different things. I hadn't necessarily read that, you know, certainly that would throw a little crank in anything further if that is true.
But it was so much fun to watch. And you can, if you missed it last Friday, plenty of opportunities on HBO to see the two-hour version of Deadwood, the movie. All right, new shows. Let's start out with Black Mirror. Not a new show, but a new season coming up on Netflix. What can you tell us about it?
This actually dropped weirdly on a Wednesday. Normally, new Netflix shows drop on a Friday, but this is three extended episodes of Black Mirror that all dropped this past Wednesday. I'll tell you straight up front, I'm not the hugest fan of Black Mirror. It tends to be a little nihilistic about tech for me.
Yeah.
Though it's always well-crafted, it's well-put-together, there's interesting ideas in it, weird sci-fi and darkness. These, by Black Mirror standards, are surprisingly sunny. You know, it's not necessarily a laugh a minute or anything like that, but there's three different episodes. One starts Anthony Mackie. I don't want to spoil anything about it, but he ends up sort of in an infidelity situation involving some video games. There's another one with Andrew Scott, which people might know as Moriarty from Sherlock, that is set actually modern day, which is very surprising for the series. But the best of the lot, which I was completely surprised about, there is a Miley Cyrus starring episode of Black Mirror. She stars as a pop star who has smaller, almost like iHome versions of her created. And it's funny. It's fun. Miley Cyrus is great in it. The music is great, too. She sings these pop songs, which turns out, parodies is the wrong word, but they basically adapted Nine Inch Nails songs and turned them into pop songs. It's a lot of fun. Even if you're not into Black Mirror, I highly recommend checking it out.
What season is this? Because now I'm thinking, I don't know if I'm caught up.
This is season five. But again, for a season, it's pretty short. It's only three episodes. One of our reporters, Kayla Cobb, who loves the show and actually talked to the creators, said that initially the interactive episode that was released towards the end of the last year, Black Mirror's Bandersnatch, was part of this season. But ultimately they decided that was its own weird thing, so they released it as its own, and then you just get three episodes for the fifth season.
So if I watch Bandersnatch, I'm caught up, right?
Yes. Bandersnatch will take you a while, though, because it's interactive. So
it's fun.
Like
I kind of liked that. I've liked the whole series.
Yeah.
It's unusual. It's like I'm not loving it, but I like it very much.
It's like a more desperate Twilight Zone, isn't it? It's a more crestfallen Twilight Zone.
I love that description of it, and that is absolutely accurate.
Yeah.
And I'm loving the new Twilight Zone. That is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very well done. It actually just completed its first season on CBS All Access. So if you're waiting on it, you can jump right in and watch the whole thing.
And is that any news on that being renewed, or that's too soon to tell?
Oh, that'll definitely come back. I actually am not 100% sure if it has been renewed or not, but to be frank, CBS All Access has renewed even stuff that has done well for them. So given the level of talent that is involved in the Twilight Zone, Jordan Peele, the cast, etc., there's no doubt in my mind they're going to be bringing that back.
Alex, one of the CBS All Access shows that's not out yet, but I keep seeing teaser trailers for it, is the one that's about Jean-Luc Picard from Star Trek The Next Generation. I can't tell by the ads. It just looks like he's sad and lonely, but I'm sure if it's a Star Trek episode, a Star Trek show, they would do more with him than that. Do you know what the background is with him?
They're keeping the show extremely secret. We don't even know exactly when it's debuting. It may be towards the end of this year or early next year. It's a sequel to Star Trek The Next Generation. It takes place in the Star Trek continuity. It does star Patrick Stewart as Jean-Luc Picard. There's some great talent behind the scenes as well. But all we really know is exactly what you saw, that moody teaser of him working at a winery, which is where he ends up in Next Generation, and then looking sad. I don't know. Patrick Stewart is such an amazing actor. He may be dealing with the ramifications of loss and aging in Starfleet or something like that, or it might be a rollicking adventure. We have no idea at this point.
I'm anxious to see it. And that happens in the fall, or when does that start up?
We don't have an exact date, but I would expect it to drop before the end of this year.
I see that Netflix has a version of Tales of the City. Is that based on the old show that used to be on? I think it was on PBS, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a new version of that miniseries. There are also a bunch of sequels on Showtime. But there's a new cast. It's a 10-episode series, all today on Netflix. The cast is pretty amazing. There's Laura Linney. There's Olympia Dukakis, Ellen Page. Victor Garber is in it. Molly Ringwald. Go on and on. The reviews are a little mixed. My reviewer on staff liked it well enough. And if you are a fan of the original, it's certainly worth checking out. Probably has slightly better production values than the old version. But, you know, it's a tale of a bunch of people living in a city, and the drama is all there.
Oh, all right. I'm in. We'll take a quick break and then more talk with Alexander Zelbin from Decider.com. Still left, and it's Wendy Snyder. Alexander Zelbin is the managing editor of Decider.com. He joins us every Friday, and we talk about television. This is a strange thing. Designated Survivor, that's the show with Kiefer Sutherland, where he becomes the president through some bizarre means, is still on the air, but not on regular network television. What happened?
Yeah, after two seasons on ABC, it got canceled, but Netflix actually picked it up for a third season, which all dropped today. So there are some new cast members. Anthony Edwards is on it. Lauren Holly is on it. But if you like the show, it's basically the same thing. To be perfectly honest with you, I checked out after the first couple of episodes, which I thought were fun, but I had a lot of other things going on. Basically, he's president. He's thrown it over his head. There's conspiracy elements. There's wackiness and weirdness at the same time. Our reviewer who watched it said, if you do like the show, it's more of the same, and it feels comfortable at home on Netflix, though the added bonus, you're going to get every episode of the season today.
I have to say this. What you just said mirrored my experience exactly. I watched the first three episodes of the show. I liked it, and then it just went away in my head. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. I think that's what happened with ABC as well. The viewers just weren't quite there. But Netflix has been doing a really interesting and great job with giving these network shows a second life. They're doing the same thing with Lucifer, just dropped the fourth season, and that clearly did well enough that they're doing a fifth and final season of that show, which they actually announced last night. So I don't know. I hope they do more of that. I hope there are these canceled shows that didn't get a chance to finish everything they wanted to say, that get an extra season or two on a streaming service and really just get to finish everything up.
That would be nice. That would be really nice.
I am. I was just telling Bill, I'm a little late to the party, but my son turned me on to the documentary Now stuff, and I'd seen a few in the past. That is just so funny.
Yeah, it's for those of you who haven't checked it out, it's on IFC, and actually it's on Netflix now as well. They just dropped, I believe, the third season is all on there. And it's a bunch of SNL folks who wanted to keep doing the same thing. They got together with all-star SNL players like Bill Hader and Fred Armisen and Seth Meyers. There's ridiculous cast. Helen Mirren is in it, among other people. And they just make fun of documentaries, and it's a goofy, fun show.
You know what's great is each episode is a parody of an actual documentary, a real documentary. Mm-hmm. They're all based on truth. And the more you, I mean, you don't have to know those documentaries, but if you do know them, it makes it even better somehow.
Yeah, and one of the fun things about having it on Netflix is actually a lot of those documentaries are on Netflix. So if you enjoy the Documentary Now episode, you can actually go and watch it. I can't say the name on the air, but the first two episodes of season three make fun of Wild Wild Country. So you could watch those two episodes, then jump over, watch the real source material, and compare and contrast. Excellent.
I got to watch that now. I didn't realize it was spoofs on legit stuff.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's on IFC. I Am Mother with Hilary Swank. What is this?
This is a new movie that is on Netflix today. There's been a bit of mixed reviews about it. Our reviewer, Anna Menta, really liked it a lot. And part of the reason she liked it is it's unlike a lot of these Netflix sci-fi thrillers that take place in a post-apocalypse, where it focuses on three characters and mostly takes place in one room. There's a little more to it. There's some horror elements to it as well. But for the most part, it plays out like a play, and the dialogue is good. The performances are good. If you're looking for something weird and interesting and a quick sci-fi thriller to watch tonight, you can check out I Am Mother.
Big Little Lies Season 2. Now, the first was very well received and got a bunch of awards. The second season stars an actress named Meryl Streep. Where would we know that name from, Alex?
She was in the first Mamma Mia movie, but not the second Mamma Mia
okay.
movie.
I know who that is.
I don't know what happened. Must have had some falling out with the cast or something. Yeah, Big Little Lies is finally back. It's a surprise when it's back at all because it ran through the entire source material of the book, so nobody expected a second season. But the entire cast is back. That means Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, Laura Dern, Shailene Woodley, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now Meryl Streep is coming in as, kind of spoilers here, but the mother of Alexander Skarsgård's character who was murdered in the first season, and she wants to know what really happened to her son. A couple of folks in the office have watched the first couple of episodes, and they said it may lack a little bit of the focus of the first season, but the performances are so good, and it's so much fun to watch. And if you're watching it just for real estate porn, it takes place in a very high-end neighborhood, Monterey Bay, that's all back in spades as well.
I'm trying to think of her ever doing anything TV-related in the past, even a TV movie or anything like that. I don't think she has she? It's been strictly
feature films. No, I believe this is Meryl Streep's TV debut, which is a huge deal, and of course, she's great at it.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting.
All right. Jennifer Aniston was on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, and talk of a Friends reunion came up, and she said, yeah, I'd be up for a Friends reunion. What do you think the odds of that happening will be? And will Schwimmer be a part of it? I see him as a holdout.
You know what? This is something we tend to roll our eyes whenever this happens in the office because this comes up so frequently. Everybody asks every Friends cast member all the time, is it going to come back? Is it going to come back? And the 25th anniversary of the show is actually happening towards the end of September this year, so this would be a perfect time for a Friends reunion. They're all so busy. I think that's one of the biggest things that puts a stop to it. And the second thing is the producers have very specifically said, no, we kind of said everything we wanted to say with the show.
Yeah.
It ran for many, many seasons. But I would always say never underestimate the appeal of a lot of money for a stunt event. So if they want it to happen at some point, if some network backs up that money truck, it'll happen.
It would have to be NBC, right? They made too much money to say no to this.
Yeah, and I think there is a good chance that some sort of reunion-type thing will happen at some point just because there's so much demand for it.
Yeah.
And like you said, why wouldn't NBC want that? Why wouldn't they be calling them every week being like, do this, do this, do this, do this,
right?
Because that would be huge.
They should do a Friends variety show and have them invite all their famous friends on, and it would be fun.
Yeah.
Could it be any funner?
Could it be any funner? speaking of reunions, one of my friends here at work recommended I watch this special on Netflix about Laughing, about Rowan and Martin's Laughing.
Yeah.
Have you seen it, Wendy? It's hard, you know, it's really funny. Alex, I'm guessing you're too young to have been around when the original Laughing was on in the late 60s and early 70s. But when watching this, you realize, like, even though catchphrases on Saturday Night Live became catchphrases because characters on the show said it, on Rowan and Martin's Laughing, they would just say catchphrases that were grounded in no reality. It would just be a guy just saying, very interesting, for no reason at all.
Sock it to me.
Yeah, there was no...
Sock it to me.
Is that another chicken joke? For no reason at all, they would say, and the crowd would go wild, and it just shows that maybe... We've all advanced a little bit in the world of comedy. It was a great show when it was on originally, but when you watch it now, you just go, I don't know why that was funny back then.
And we talked about it on the air because they put the old clips back to back with new clips of today's
comedy stars. Yeah.
And we were talking about these one-liners. They could have just really been better for what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
It's an interesting watch, that's for sure, especially if you liked laughing, but did anyone see or review that at Decider.com?
Yeah, we actually have a writer here named Brett Wright, who is the youngest old person I know.
Oh,
I don't know
wow.
if I said that right. But,
put him on. I want to talk to him.
He is the only millennial I know who is obsessed with Bob Newhart, for example.
Wow.
So he watched this, and even he said, I'm not sure who this is for.
Yeah.
At best, it would be for him saying me, but... Yeah, you know, there's a great cast here. You got Tiffany Haddish, you got Billy Crystal, you got Lily Tomlin, Neil Patrick Harris. So if you want to see a bizarre special with a bunch of stars, you can check out Still Laughing on Netflix. But like you guys said, we're not quite sure who exactly this was made for necessarily.
I loved that show when it was on. I know I was pretty young, and Bill, we've talked about this
yeah.
in the past. You had seen an episode, and you're like, do me a favor, watch it, because it's not going to stand up, and it
doesn't.
Just doesn't hold up.
No.
And it's
sad. Crazy because so many big stars came out of Ronan Martin's Laughing, you know, Goldie Hawn, Lily Tomlin, the list goes on and on and on. But and I remember on a Monday night, people would watch that and talk about it for the rest of the week. But when you watch it now, you just go, yeah, the German soldiers were riding a tricycle. It tipped over. Was that funny? I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, there's probably a way of doing it, of making it work. But to your point, humor has progressed differently.
Yeah.
People find different types of jokes funny. There are different things that make people laugh. And just standing up there and throwing up a bunch of jokes and weirdness, there's been people that have pushed it. Like you look at Tim and Eric, Awesome Show, Great
yeah.
Job, which will lead into that. Or even in a weird way, Between Two Ferns,
yeah.
just leading into the absurdity of these sort of things. That's what makes people laugh nowadays versus... just throwing out a bunch of jokes.
I'm just so excited. I've been rewatching old Baskets episode because the new season starts June 13th, and I cannot wait for that. It's the best show.
Yeah, that should be really good. One of our reviewers actually watched the first episode and really liked it a lot. If you enjoyed the first three seasons, you'll probably enjoy season four.
Excellent. Alex, fun to talk to you. I hope you have a great week, and we'll talk to you a week from today.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much.
Take care. It's Alexander Zalbin, the managing editor of Decider.com. Here's the game plan. We're going to give you some news, and then right after the news, an episode of WGN Jeopardy, our version of Jeopardy. You can win an Omaha Steaks gift package. Stick around. It's coming up in a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.